Okay, there's
Bruce Bergman is here from the BCB Gallery. But that's it. Okay,
go.
Bruce. I asked you to come on the program because I thought you've been in Hudson for quite a while now. How many
since
years have you
been?
We've
owned the building since 1990, and I opened the gallery, BCB Art, in 2013. So it's going on, July will be 14 years.
Wow.
So
how's the gallery business?
It's good. It's good. I enjoy it. I always approach it as being an eventful thing. You know, not...
Right.
Sometimes I embarrassingly equate it to like a Little Rascals, like let's put on a show thing.
Uh-huh.
But I do shows every 6 weeks, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's something I say, I don't always know what I like, but I definitely know what I don't like, and it doesn't make it in the door.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. And you have a couple of new galleries down there, which
must
help.
Which is, it does help, which is why we've started, which is going to be happening this Saturday from 5 mm-hmm. to 7. It's a below third gallery stroll. It's a very, again, an eventful thing from 5 to 7, and all the galleries will stay open a little bit later. Some have openings. I think what the impetus or something like that was, and I would notice it too, when you would head into town from the thruway, going up 3rd Street to Warren, right at the right-hand corner, almost to Warren Street, there's a sign with an arrow pointing right, and it says Business District that way.
Is that sign still there?
Well, I must admit, I tried to make it, what's the word, unidirectional with the black contact paper and made a little triangle on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But it weathered.
So how many galleries below third?
Yeah. Oh, altogether. One, two, three, at least four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Below third? I think...
Below third.
I think there are even more. It's something
yes, possibly
like...
Possibly nine, yes.
Yeah,
especially
nine.
With the old L&B behind Basilica,
yeah,
there are a lot
of
independent spaces
if
there.
If you count Front Street as being
yes,
below
Front Street,
third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say even more.
Now, is running a gallery new to you in terms of this project, or did you do it before?
No, I worked in Manhattan for a while.
As a gallerist?
Yes. Sales and installation design, things like that. It's one of the things when, you get a BFA, you get an MFA in art, and it's very limited. I'm also an unlicensed electrician.
Unlicensed
well,
electrician?
Well, I did the gallery lighting myself.
Oh,
well, you don't really need. I don't think you need a license in Hudson
for anything.
Well, you do for plumbing.
Plumbing.
Plumbers.
Yeah.
Plumbers.
I've used those.
Yes. Yeah.
Unknowingly. Anyway.
So tell us about the galleries down in what's called the LB Factory. It used to be the Chair Factory.
There's the Inky Editions down there too, which is a very impressive looking mm-hmm. print shop.
Yes, we've had him
on
the show,
George. Yes, and these are very newer, again, very eventful spaces. South 3rd Street. You can enter either on South 3rd Street. It's one of them is called Riverfront Antiques and Design.
I just hit the mic. Sorry, folks.
That's all right.
It started when all those antique stores went down there,
mm-hmm.
right? Or not
yeah,
all of them. I don't know how many there were, but
yeah, again,
and they're not all from Warren Street. They're from
no.
other places.
Are you mm-hmm. directing people during this stroll below
Excuse
third?
Me?
Are you directing people on this stroll to also go there?
Oh yes, we
okay.
do. And actually, one of the maybe it was mentioned by someone else the same evening, this Saturday, the 19th. The Shaker Bar across the street from me, it's a new bar.
Mm-hmm.
They are hosting a benefit for the Mount Lebanon Shaker Village.
Oh, nice.
An artist that I show, Benjamin Sweat, has a series of photographs there. And so we'll definitely be reciprocal because my gallery is right across the street. I show Benji's work, and that's his nickname. I shouldn't say that on the radio. Mm-hmm. Benjamin.
Everybody knows him as Benji, yeah. I think.
I don't know
him. Press. The press knows him only as Benjamin.
That's right. I don't know him.
Press knows him only as Benjamin. Anyway, there are very big prints of one of the Brethren's buildings, which he photographed, and it's called Shadow of the Shakers, the portfolio. And larger prints are on display at the bar, and there's going to be an event to benefit the museum that night. And nice. I have in my gallery currently for that night a group show of people that I favor, past shows, things like that. And some of Benji's work will be there, and one is a smaller version of one of the Shaker prints. Just so people, you know, sometimes if they see a 4-foot photograph, sometimes they're overwhelmed. But if they see a 16x20 framed one, it's more manageable. And so I have one just to give people an idea of how it can be framed and presented. And
do you have manageable. Any artists that are kind of exclusively are represented by you?
In this area, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not exclusively. I don't think exclusively. I mean, when you get down to it, if one of the people that I show got picked up by a very big Chelsea or Manhattan gallery, I'd be quite thrilled, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
But I do. I mean, for instance, I show Michael Lindsay-Hogg, who it he's not in Hudson proper anymore. He's in Claverick in L.A. He's a filmmaker. I show his drawings, which are very, very they're fun, very fun. Mm-hmm. He's got a good sense of wit. My friend Richard Butler, who's a singer, but he's a great painter. I knew he was a very good painter, and it took him a while to come around to Hudson and show with me, and we did very well with that show. I sold, I don't know, a third of the show out right away before it opened, which was great.
Wow. Mm. He must be good.
Oh, he is very good. Yeah, the portrait painter. And he's got his wife and his daughter, partner, not wife, as his muses. So the reference material is not far off.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm interested in this Riverfront Antiques and Design Center, and there's something called the Earl Mitchell Gallery, which is one of the new galleries. Mm. And there are three people that I know that are having a little exhibition there opening Saturday night. And I've never heard of Earl Mitchell.
Who are the three people?
No, that's new.
Sarah Sterling.
Oh, yeah.
And Gail Peachin and a woman named Jane Ehrlich.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of... I didn't know Sarah Sterling had...
She's a photographer.
Oh, photographs, yes.
Photographs.
And Gail Peachin, I know who she is, but
she does collages using vintage photographs. They're very interesting.
Oh. Yeah, I must admit, being a sole proprietor, I hardly ever get out.
Right. But I think it's interesting that it's attracting people from, I would assume, from all over. Yeah. Not that I have to know who it is or where they come from, but...
Well, I should tell people there's a gallery. Follow the yellow line because it takes you into the sort of a separate area. And at the end of this yellow line, it's painted fresh yellow recently, there's another gallery that has a number of local artists represented, such as Tom McGill and Jessica Willis and a couple other people.
Really? Yeah. Well, maybe that's a whole other gallery.
Mm-hmm. It is.
When you said yellow, it was very funny. In I would say about 10 years ago, I spent some time in Dublin and noticed that all the doors were yellow, and they even had a poster of all the yellow doors in Dublin. Ballsbridge, I think the area was called. And when we got back to Hudson, I decided to paint our door yellow, and I think I started a trend. Even, the late Timothy Dunleavy approved of it. So, I thought that was good.
Well, it's interesting
that
about
good.
This part of the LMB. When you enter the RADSEA group, there's only like one door leading to this whole other expanse of antique and art spaces. So you should notice the yellow line.
If you go in the 3rd Street entrance, you're
saying? Yes. Well, Third Street. No. You don't enter there. That's a way to drive in. That's not a way to enter
drive
the building.
In, you have to find door number 21.
Which is in the front. Yes. It's on Front Street. It's the Front Street entrance.
It is probably easier to enter as if you're going to Basilica
right.
and make a left.
Right. It's behind the Basilica, right. I always
mm-hmm.
tell people.
Yeah.
And they keep putting up more and more signage, I've noticed. So they're trying to make it
which
more.
Which helps, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing that.
In, yeah.
And light would be good down there. Some light. Sarah Burney has opened a gallery there.
Oh, she's been there for quite a while. And oh, she's part of on this yellow line, by the way.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And Mark Wasserbach?
Yes.
He's in the main
sculptor.
Section. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And Terry Fugate Wilcox.
Terry Fugate Wilcox, yes.
He's at the
yes.
end of this yellow
mm-hmm.
line that I'm talking
right.
about.
Does a lot of interesting paintings based on degrading distress and wear and just the forces of the elements.
I'd fit right in.
How so, Ellen?
Anyway, degraded.
Oh, Ellen, don't speak so harshly of yourself.
The elements have worn me down. The election has worn me down. Well, to get back to Warren Street, though, there's a little enclave down in your block.
Mm-hmm.
You, the Davis Orton Photography Gallery.
Jeff Bailey.
Gilded
Davis
Owl.
Orton. Yeah.
And
Limner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gilded Owl, yeah.
Yeah.
I see the Gilded Owl is taking a second space on Warren Street.
Really?
Oh. Above the next door to Stair Gallery. It's on the second floor.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
Because they focus on design and furnishings. Mm-hmm. And
right.
Yes, and there's another architect that's opened up next to Vico. Blake?
Oh, yeah, Farrell Blake.
Blake.
Farrell Blake
nice.
And he's actually a designer. He's partnered with an architect,
yes.
Yeah.
That's nice to see. It's he and the fashion designer across from me, which I'm at a loss for his name.
The odd one that just seems to have like six
dresses.
Yes,
but it's nice that they keep. Well, that's an ad. The same with Blake.
Yeah.
They keep their lights on all night long,
right.
And it's an ad.
Yeah,
it's a great ad.
Right,
you know, because people
will
drive by
and. And he's never open. It's just a display.
No, I think it's a showroom.
Yeah, a showroom,
which is fine.
Mm. Yeah, and Jeffrey Good has moved
yes,
closer
to
the third and across the street,
yes.
And his a jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible stuff. But anyway, well.
So do you feel you need events like this to really get people to that part of Warren? Or has it changed in recent times that people are more
certain
aware?
Certain times,
yeah.
You do need events like this. I mean, the Below Third organization started, I'd say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while they were doing Taste of Hudson.
Right, I remember the
and,
food, of course.
Getting the, you know, it was a big deal to, you know, get signage. And it's mm-hmm. it's working little by little. The block is mixed residential and commercial. Probably one of the few blocks on Warren Street that is 50-50 residential commercial.
And
I mean, there are apartments above
right.
the rest of them. But
it's true. There are a lot of street-level residential. But it's the same dilemma that, you know, east of 7th Street has had. Although that's kind of it's kind of self-generating because they have a lot of places that are food-related and all that. So they don't... You know, all these new places on the eastern side of Warren aren't really, I don't think, having the same problem generating people walking there. You know, people used to stop right at 7th and start to go back.
Yeah,
and now with all the restaurants and the lodge and all the other things, they're actually
right.
going there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see lines Sunday morning at La Perche, you know. Sunday brunch.
Right down that end, yeah.
And even the little sort of, they're not pop-up, but the really nice, like, very informal places like Tansy's and Bruno's,
mm-hmm.
things like that. They really
mm-hmm.
they make you feel really welcome.
I always think I'll go to Bruno's for lunch maybe, and I drive down and there's no parking spot there anymore. It's because they started putting meters in,
mm-hmm.
and that moves
mm-hmm.
everybody into the next block down
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they can't park where they would normally park near where they live.
I'm sure there'll eventually be meters all the way.
Yep,
promenade.
They will. They will.
Seems inevitable. Maybe not.
Well,
not looking forward
you
to
know,
that.
it just means that Warren Street is developed in the middle blocks, and it's pushed the development
you know,
at either
it's funny
end.
You mention that, because I'm surprised they don't put them all the way up to the end of Warren, because that's where hospital people park for free on Warren Street.
Right.
And, you know, it pushes out residents. So that's yep. where meters would make more sense, but who knows?
Well, they'll get around to it.
Or not.
Or not.
maybe it'll be... When the last time I was in Manhattan, I got so confused by the parking meters there that take credit cards. And,
oh, yeah.
And you think crazy. You've got 20 minutes and you've gotten 1 minute.
Yeah.
And the tickets there are a little higher than in yeah, Hudson.
Even though Amtrak is a little higher than the ticket.
Yeah, right.
So do you still scout for new artists to represent there to show
yes,
them?
Yes, I do.
Do people come in or do you
people
look
will
them?
Come in and yeah. they look at my website. And, mm-hmm. I always tell people, look at my website, and if they feel sympathetic to what I'm showing, send me a link to their website and mm-hmm. I can look at it. I do studio visits, but I really have to look at the work. You know, you can't see anything online.
Right.
I mean, it just does, it gives you an image, but doesn't really,
right.
it shows you things, but doesn't really give you mm-hmm. things, if that's the correct way to. So then I'll do a studio visit if it's something that I really like.
How many shows do you mount a year, roughly?
Six, something like that. Depends upon four one or two person shows. Then, as I said, for the rest of the year, it's a changing group show, mm-hmm. and I have the advantage of, since actually my wife and I, we have the advantage of, you know, coming down stairs at night in a good mood or in a bad mood. And some pictures speak to you, and then some go back in the storage.
Do you still have ties to New York?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you go back and forth, as
Ellen, as you were pointing out. Yes, some of the artists that people were amazed when I opened up in 2003 that I had could bring in Warhols, you know, things like that. And I still, but I don't like to show it. I have a de Kooning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and these go to associations with New York galleries that I had worked with, and so I still can rely on them occasionally
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when I do a theme show, and I can ask, you know, I can go and say, "Gee, you got any?" You know. And they'll say yes, you know, because they know I can usually sell it for them, and it's nice that they have the faith in me, and I gives me courage to keep going because it's a crazy business,
crazy and competitive.
Do you do the
shows?
I had thought of doing one of the peer shows, one was called Volta, and I thought of doing it. Yes, it is very expensive. I mean, 1 week for $8,000, and that's it. Mm. Just a 400 square feet, you know.
Right. And you have to build out that space, right?
You have to build out the space. You have to do the lighting. You have to get all the work in and out, union rules and things like that. I've done them with other galleries. And it's interesting though. It's a lot of it is promotional. It's you do make sales, but right. I mean I've made sales in Chicago and in New York with other working as sales for other galleries. But
do you still do your own work at all?
Yes. I mean I started back in. I did undergraduate work at Rhode Island School of Design and master's at Pratt. And initially with the house and the gallery, my own work sort of took back seat naturally. And then raising our daughter and paying tuition.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But we're getting back to it. You know, it's actually funny. My wife and I I went and bought a whole bunch of cardboard boxes. You know, I could have gotten wine cases, but. Clean cardboard boxes just to divest, you know, what's in the basement just to make room for a working studio again, which is nice.
So you have a studio now in the basement?
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, we both have studios. It's each floor of the building is about 1,000 square feet. So it's about a little less than 1,000.
Is your wife an artist too?
Yes, that's how we met.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sam, yeah. We met at Pratt in 1981.
Wow.
So,
well, this has been great. Thanks
for
coming in.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
The below third group is kind of disbanded, hasn't it?
It's not as active as it was. I mean, they...
It did a great
job. It was really
job.
Demanding to do that Taste of Hudson.
Yeah.
And we still meet socially.
Oh, you do?
And we still put up the red flags with mm-hmm. that says below third. And we occasionally there's a banner coming into Hudson on 3rd Street.
Right.
Right now it's the Basilica banner, but ours is up every now and then. And we're very supportive. All the galleries are supportive of the restaurants, and the restaurants are supportive of the galleries. I know Mark and Adam at Vico are very nice about putting gallery openings on their website as well. So people will have other things to see.
Great.
Besides food.
Yeah. Food is always a good draw.
I think I saw a couple buildings being renovated below 30.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. So there's a lot of, yeah.
Well, the Vico building was renovated, and then somebody ran into it with a car.
Yeah.
Backwards.
I know. And I think he lived above it or in a building nearby. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Well, remember when it's now Verdigris, but someone drove a car through that window.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And our resident outsider, Earl, painted a big picture of the car.
Right.
For Kim, which was sort of funny.
Oh, dear.
No, I noticed it. And again, walking our dog through the alleys, you can spot who's building what and who's adding another garage and Airbnb.
Well, you're also going to get a hotel at the old Savoy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was just something, I think it was on Gossip's blog, about a parking space, an empty lot and a parking space, which I'll have to drive through that alley or...
I did
the dog through that alley.
I did this morning
and see because people, as I was remembering the building on the corner that got knocked down, that where the Princeton Architecture Place is, that's now their parking lot. That building came down in seconds and just was ready to go.
Well, the Princeton Architectural Press
and paper
speaking
and goods,
of that, it has a nice little shop there
it's
too,
very
retail space.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck to all of you
down
in that area.
Much. Yeah, if you get a chance.
It's
the weather's looking good. My phone tells me the weather's looking
good.
And
it's fun to do the gallery stroll.
Yeah, yeah. I snuck out of work for a little while to do this, but there were people in today, which was very reassuring. Nice that they had heard a lot about Hudson and. We're just coming for the weekend and staying at one of the B&Bs, and they were leaving on Sunday, but they got here and they did the length of Warren Street today, which I was impressed.
It's encouraging.
And, and this stroll is just an ongoing weekend, or is it?
We do it maybe 4 times a year, each season, something like that.
So it's all weekend. It's not like a specific.
Well, no, it's just going to be the Saturday night from 5 to 7.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Some galleries have openings. Davis Orton will have an opening of, it's a show of, they have a call for artists who make books, photographic books,
photo
and then they
books,
display
they
them.
Call them.
Photo
nice.
Books, you know, which has been a tradition from, you know, like Ed Ruscha, those are some of the most famous photo books. Myself, I just have a group show, but again, the Shaker Bar is showing work of one of my artists, so that's good. He's going to be there and talk about his work. And then again, I would imagine some of the other stores like Fred Trout and Dish will probably...
They'll probably be open.
Want to be a Gilded Owl is probably going to be open. You know, it's just...
Great.
There'll be more people on the street.
Yeah.
Past 5.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
And
thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Bruce Bergman.
Yes, Bruce Bergman. It's called BCB Art, 116 Warren Street.
There you go.
It's I didn't want to see Bruce Bergman up there, so I used my initials. And the funniest thing, though, is that I get very supportive mail from the Bank of Central Brazil, which is also called BCB.
Yeah.
Very nice catalogs, too. I don't know why. Do you need to invest?
The Bank of Central Brazil.
Banco Central Brazil, yeah.